Because you have the DNA of Jesus Christ running through your veins, all you've got to do is get in a new environment, get out of the darkness, get out of the brokenness, and put yourself into the light. Hello, and welcome to the God Wants Me Whole Gathering of Hearts podcast, right here on the Hope Line Media podcast channel. I am Regina Banks, your GPS to wholeness, aka the Heart Gatherer, and this week's episode is a continuation from last week. 2023 requires a new mindset. 2023 requires a new mindset. And so all this month, we have been establishing that God is doing a new thing. He says this in scripture. He said, can't you see it? God is doing a new thing. And in order to walk into this newness, in order to stay in the new and not go backwards into the old, you've got to renew your mindset. You've got to, like I like to say it, switch your brain. Switch your brain that you are transforming into that is good, the pleasing and acceptable things of God, and not conforming to the ways of the world. So that's the first thing that you've got to do. You've got to transform your thinking, renew your mind. The second thing you've got to do is you've got to let go of people who are not destined for this appointed time in your life. The third thing, set goals for yourself. You want to hear more about it? Just listen to last week's and the week before that podcast so that you can catch up. But this week, we're going with number four, get in a new environment. You know, sometimes we've got to change the scenery. We've got to go someplace new that we may walk into all of the things that God has for us. Remember in Genesis 12, God told Abram, get out of your country, from your kindred, from your father's house. Sometimes you've got to get out of the familiar and get into a new environment. I'ma say that again for the people in the back. Sometimes you've got to get out of the familiar and get into a new environment. Think about it. Something simple that we all can relate to. Plants. We have plants in our houses, right? And sometimes when we first get them, we put the plant in a place that we think where it adds, you know, some greenery, or it, you know, makes the room pop. But it doesn't always work that way for the plant, because it might be too dark where we think that it's adding ambiance to the room. And so what do? You move the plant out of the darkness and you now put the plant in the light where the sun is coming through. And then, you know, when you do that, you begin to talk to it. What happens to this plant? The plant begins to grow. It begins to be vibrant. It begins to do what it does. The same thing happens to you when you get out of darkness, when you get out of that environment that's stagnating your growth, and you get in a new environment. You get around people who are like-minded, and they begin to water you. They begin to speak life into you. You begin to sprout. You begin to be like that plant where, you know, that you're, you know, the ceiling is as far as you can go. But think about it. Then there are some plants that they're so strong that they cannot be contained in four walls. Then they live outside where their growth is limitless. Where that's you, my friend. That's you, Heartbeat Nation, because you have the DNA of Jesus Christ running through your veins. All you've got to do is get in a new environment, get out of the darkness, get out of the brokenness, and put yourself into the light. Glory to God, that you may begin to sprout up, that your growth will be limitless. This is how we do it. This is how we renew our minds. We get into a different environment. That's why it's so important that you have the right people around you that will push you when you need to be nudged. Because sometimes when it comes to the new, we can be fearful. But we've got to remember that God said he has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Remember, God has told us over and over, do not be afraid, because I've already gone before you. And here's the good thing. He says that grace and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. So look at where you are. You're sandwiched in between that God has already gone before you and that grace and mercy is backing the thing up. So you can't do nothing but win. So you've got to make sure that you get in a new environment. Now we're going to wrap this up for this week. Number five. Crucify your flesh. Crucify your flesh. Luke 9:23 in the Easy Reading Version, it says it like this. It says, Jesus continued to say to all of them, any of you who want to be my follower must stop thinking about yourself and what you want. You must be willing to carry the cross that is given to you every day for following me. And so in this newness that we're walking into, in this renewing of our mind, we've got to learn how to say no to us and remember that it's not our will, but it's God's will. So we're going to find that in this new way of living, in this walking into the new that God is doing, that we're going to have to learn how to say no to our own wants and our own desires. You know, I found this, that sometimes I've had to thank God for not giving me what I thought I wanted. See, it was a blessing that he didn't, but that only happened when I began to align my life up with his word. And so now my ways are becoming his ways. My thoughts are becoming his thoughts. And all the while, the flesh is being crucified. Glory to God. The Amplified Version says it like this. And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside selfish interests, and take up his cross daily, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come and follow me, believing in me, conforming to my example in living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me. And so the Bible says this, it says, set aside selfish interests and take up his cross daily. So listen, this is not something that I do once in a while. This is something that I do all the time. It says daily. It says being willing to endure whatever may come and follow, believing in God. And so when I begin to crucify my flesh, I only want what God wants for my life. And so now I find that now I'm more spirit driven and not fleshly driven or not carnally driven. My spirit is in charge and my spirit is leading me. The Passion Translation says it like this. Jesus said to all his followers, if you truly desire to be my disciple, and I know that you do, you must disown your own life completely, embrace my cross as your own, and surrender to my ways. God has said, listen, if you want all that I have to offer, you're going to have to die to yourself. You're going to have to sit down that I may rise up. You're going to have to decrease that I may increase. And I know it may sound like that's a lot, but I'm telling you, when you allow the spirit to take over, it's not hard with God, because God is always there. He tells us in his word that he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. All we have to do is trust in him. And so your purpose for you has to die for God's purpose for you to live. Amen. Hey, listen, that's this week's episode. 2023 requires a new mindset. If you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel already, please do so, because there you can find all of the daily dosages that I do on Facebook Live Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Follow me on social media platforms, God Wants Me Whole. Visit the website, GodWantsMeWhole.org. You know how we do this thing. Come on, let's say it together. Say, God wants me whole, and I am getting whole by the minute. Again, I'm Regina Banks, your GPS to wholeness, aka the heart gatherer. I love you guys a bunch. Go out there and have a speckwell amazing day. Look out for falling blessings, because they are falling all around you. And you know what? I'll see you right back here next week on the Hope Line Media Podcast Channel. See you next week.